Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
My next guest, who is Shivani Dave. She is a journalist and a presenter at Virgin Radio, just down the corridor. Good afternoon to you, Shivani.
Good afternoon, Julia. Thanks. You know my pronouns are they, them. How are you doing?
Yeah. Thank you for telling me your pronouns. I use correct grammar, so the only thing I would need to refer you to is to your face would be you. But I'm not being rude. You can choose your pronouns. You can choose what you want to call yourself. But you don't get to require me to use incorrect grammar and factually incorrect things. You're not a plural. You're a one person, and you're a female person. So I will use she and her. Thank you very much.
Do what you like, I guess.
Well, there you are. You didn't need to tell me then, did you?
Maybe I'm just making sure people know in case they're watching and they want to refer to me respectfully.
Is it disrespectful for me to use correct factual grammar?
It's not incorrect or unfactual grammar to use singular they, them pronouns for an individual. But we're here to talk about the cast review.
Yeah, but you chose to bring it up.
You chose to use the incorrect pronouns for me.
I chose to use the correct pronouns for a single woman who is appearing on my show.
I'm not a single woman, though. I'm a very special non-binary trans person, as you just pointed out.
I didn't just point that out. I introduced you as a journalist and a Virgin Radio presenter.
No, just before I came on, you were talking about how people with all these labels like to be special. And I'm just making sure that everyone knows I'm special.
Okay, I'm not special. I'm just a boring old heterosexual married woman. But, you know, sorry about that. We're not allowed to do that anymore. In fact, that probably does make me special now. I don't know. Anyway, Shivani, we're colleagues and I obviously want to treat you with respect. But again, for me, respect works both ways. And that also requires people on both sides to be respectful of people's willingness to not want to tell lies or to be dishonest to themselves. So we'll have to respect each other's views on this. Let's talk about Hilary Cass, who's the most important person here. Well, most important person who's actually trying to do something to look after children, in my view. She's a paediatrician. She's the former president of the Royal College of Paediatrics and Child Health. She's carried out a four-year review into the services provided for children who believe they are trans in NHS England. It doesn't apply to NHS Scotland, sadly, but she's basically said that the evidence for the treatment of children is weak. It's based on shaky foundations. There is no good evidence for long-term outcomes for the puberty blockers and other treatments. She's called for an end to all puberty blocking hormone drugs to be given to under 18s. She wants even a more therapeutic, holistic approach to those aged 17 to 25, which is when brain development is still happening. A full pause in any treatment for 16 and 17-year-old new patients. She says there's also no clear evidence that social transitioning, we know that's happening at schools a lot, where teachers are saying, yes, you can be referred to by your preferred pronouns, you can change your gender at school, and you can change your name, even without parents knowing about it. That's against government guidance, but they still allow it. She says there's no clear evidence that social transitioning has positive impact or negative impact on this. Do you welcome her report, Shivani?
I think that the report also highlights some things that could benefit trans healthcare for trans young people massively. I think holistically looking at the healthcare of people aged 17 to 25 is massively beneficial. I think regional services for trans people, it could be beneficial. And I also think the idea that doctors, clinicians will get training and access to more information about how to treat trans young people would massively be beneficial. I think there are some things in the guidance which, if implemented correctly, could really, really help young people who are questioning their gender, wondering about whether or not they've got a trans identity, and even trans themselves. I think that there's definitely stuff in there that, if implemented correctly, and, you know, bearing in mind that the people implementing this stuff are going to be medical professionals, doctors, nurses, people like that, and they are trying their best to think about the welfare of their patients.
Well, if medical professionals have been doing that all along, we wouldn't be in the situation we're in now, where we have a report pointing out that most of what has been done over the last 10 or so years is not evidence-based, as does huge damage, and actually is not making lives better, and certainly not the health of young children better, who believe that they are trans.
Well, if you look at what lots of trans people have been talking about when it comes to the former service, GIDS, gender identity services,
that's the Tavistock,
in the UK, a lot of trans people have been saying that those services are inadequate. And, you know, in fact, they were reviewed and they were found to be inadequate. And
inadequate as in they were long waiting.
What the UK does show is that these services need to be brought up to speed with A, the amount of people, the amount of patients they're seeing, and B, with clinicians and staff who have better training and understanding of what it is that these patients need.
Okay, I mean, the inadequate because there was a long waiting list. Thank God there was a long waiting list. That will have saved many children from being damaged with puberty blockers and possibly facing mutilation of their bodies further down the line after being put on that railroad track towards that. I'd say thank God for that. However, many children have not been saved, in my view. I don't accept there is any such thing as a trans child. There are children who I think are being indoctrinated on YouTube, their parents. I see it again and again. I mean, you know, Carla, who's got in touch, talking about having a pansexual child and a trans child. No, you've just got two children who...
Julia, it's great that you have that thought. You can totally have that opinion.
Yeah.
And it's even more amazing that you, therefore, are not a doctor or any form of medical professional actually implementing any sort of health...
Well, no, but no, you don't have to be a doctor to know that no one is born in the wrong body. This used to be called gender dysphoria. People who believe that they are born in the wrong body. That doesn't mean they are born in the wrong body. It doesn't mean people shouldn't be treated with kindness and respect. And absolutely, one of the things that Hilary Cass is talking about, how we need just holistic therapeutic support.
It kind of sounds like you're saying that being trans or having a trans identity doesn't really exist.
People can have a trans identity, but no one is born in the wrong body. Your body is your body.
Correct, yeah. So, but people can feel more comfortable with their bodies after receiving treatment.
Some people do. Actually, the evidence actually is pretty clear where there has been, and there's been very little follow-up on people who've been treated, that actually many people feel very much more unhappy afterwards because they don't know the full implications of either
the
puberty blockers or the...
I'd really like to see where you get that figure from, though, because
I didn't give a figure.
People regret getting knee surgeries as opposed to people who...
People don't choose to get knee surgery when there's nothing wrong with their knees, do they? That's
people
that's
don't
a
get
silly
given
argument.
Gender-affirming care if there's nothing, you know, going on with their gender.
Nothing going on with their gender. No, this is a mental health issue. Not to say it's a mental illness, but a mental health issue. In the same way, someone who has an eating disorder, who believes that their body is too fat when actually it's painfully, possibly morbidly too thin. We don't affirm their views and we don't help them get thinner. We try to help them to treat their body more healthy. So I don't know why we should treat this any differently.
Your suggestion be people who are trans or people who are seeking gender-affirming healthcare shouldn't get that treatment and should be talking about it in therapy, for example, because that's a form of conversion therapy?
Yes, of course. That's what many people are arguing, and it's a load of abject nonsense. Children 100% shouldn't have any of this sort of treatment. I stand by that. It's very clear from what Hilary Cass, who knows a lot better than both you and Isaac, that she's talking about a much more, less medicalised approach, even to the age of 25. If someone is an adult and wants to mutilate their body and take drugs to change their body, that, I think, should be entirely up to them. But to have a whole medical system and a political ideology that is encouraging them to do that and telling them that all of their problems will be solved if they do that, no, I don't think that should be happening.
Julia, I don't think you actually understand what trans healthcare is in this country if you think it's that easy to get any form of... healthcare, any form of hormones, any form of puberty blockers.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at Burrow.com/ACAST, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/ACAST.
Any form of surgery. And also, I know think parents who've done it. Dangerous.
I know parents who've been there with their children have been absolutely horrified by how quick. Loads of reports, loads of whistleblowers at the Tavistock, people actually working there, have been horrified and have resigned and spoken out because of how quickly that process can be once people get into those clinics.
That's not the case for so many people who are desperately trying to get the healthcare they need to be able to survive.
The healthcare they think they want is different. They don't need it.
No, the healthcare that they need, because doctors sign it off. Doctors perform.
Well, in that case,
this is something that NHS England, the World Health Organization, all of the major health bodies around the world recognise as a real thing. Being trans,
people thinking they're born in the wrong body is a real thing. People being born in the wrong body is not. That's not me being hateful or transphobic. It is a simple matter of fact that people are born in their own body.
Transphobic, but what I have said is what I think you're saying is kind of dangerous, because it's eradicating the idea that trans people exist, and it's actually
I don't accept your characterization of a trans person. People who believe that they are trans is different from saying trans people exist.
Yeah, exactly, and I disagree with what you're saying, and you're disagreeing with what I'm saying.
But mine's based on fact.
And what I think you're saying is an eradication of trans identities and harmful.
Okay, I mean, I disagree with you. What about the point that, as Hilary Cass made, and numerous professionals have made, whistleblowers and others, that huge number of those who are coming forward in their teenage years for believing that they are trans have suffered from some sort of trauma, have suffered from neglect or abuse. A huge percentage, the majority indeed, have autism or other neurodivergent issues. And in the case of girls, a massive increase in this matter of just a handful of years, from a few dozen girls coming forward believing they were trans to now thousands of girls. Now the majority of those wanting to have treatment in their teenage years are girls, when actually most of those girls are simply gay and don't seem to be able to accept it, or their families won't accept it, or think that that is something that's wrong. The fact that these are troubled children, sometimes abused children, children with learning difficulties or neurodivergent issues, or are simply young lesbians who are being told that there's something wrong with them that needs to be changed, does that not appall you?
Yeah, I mean, if it was true, we don't know.
We do know it's true.
what the review
There's
says...
There's a whole report about it. 388 yes, pages.
What the report says is that these issues need to be looked into further. Not every single child who has experienced trauma or abuse is
that.
Trans.
No one
Not
said
every
that.
Trans person has experienced abuse or trauma. Not every single person who is neurodiverse is trans.
No.
Not every single person who is trans is neurodiverse.
But you don't need to make those
these
points.
These are correlations and not causations. And it's very important not to get the two mixed up.
I didn't say there was any causation. I didn't say all. So that's an irrelevant point. It doesn't bother you that a child who is autistic or a child that's been abused or a young gay girl are being told there's something wrong with you and you should probably change your gender, take puberty blockers that render you infertile, never able to enjoy an orgasm and probably therefore perhaps a full sexual relationship and will affect your life forever. Maybe even let's mutilate your body by cutting off a healthy working part of your body. That doesn't make you feel physically sick because it makes me feel physically sick.
Yeah, I think that is devastating. And obviously, I think children who are forced or encouraged to transition is another form of conversion therapy and shouldn't be the case. You shouldn't force anyone to be anything that they aren't. Just on the point of orgasms, I'm trans, I've had medical interventions and you can have a pretty good one if you ask me.
Depends what drugs people have had, it depends what treatment they've had, but you know, again saying, well, it's fine for me. No, this is medically proven. Some of the an awful lot of the children who go on these kinds of drugs aren't able to ever do that. And that's, you know, they're not able in the age of 14 to say, that's not going to bother me, or it's okay, I don't mind being infertile because I don't want kids. Well, which 14-year-old does want a kid?
Julia, on your point about lesbians, younger lesbians who are transitioning because they think it's easier to be trans than it is to be a lesbian, I think...
No, they think that they are trans.
Yeah, okay, but it doesn't mean that their experience is going to be easier because they are going to transition or because they want to transition. It's not easier to be a lesbian or easier to be trans. I think to conflate the idea that one identity is an easier identity than the other is kind of a weird route to go down.
I think there's an awful lot of lesbians who would be listening to this show who might feel rather differently about that. Can I ask you one final question, though? Social transitioning, something that Hilary Cass, and again, that's what's a very well-balanced report. You know, she did also talk about the toxicity of the debate, which is exceptional, she says. And again, as far as I'm concerned, all the toxicity came from the side calling people like me bigots for standing up for children's safety. But she said there was no clear evidence that social transitioning, so that is, you know, using someone's preferred pronouns or allowing them to change their name to a different gender name, has positive or, she said, interestingly, negative impact. Where we don't have evidence for something, when it involves children, we shouldn't do it, should we?
I think actually the wording in the report uses the word could, and it's doing a lot of heavy lifting. It says that there's an implication that this could be the case or it could might not be the case. And we don't actually know for sure, whereas we found that there are studies, not as large as this study, not as large as this review. It hasn't taken quite the same numbers and data, but there are plenty of studies from around the world that show that using someone's chosen pronouns and name does actually alleviate mental health distress.
Yeah, so, but yet she's looked at all those studies and she's carried out a much bigger look at everything, top experts looking at it for a number of years, major report, and she hasn't found evidence. Isn't that funny? Do you not think that if we don't have evidence for something when it's involving children, we don't do it?
She hasn't said that we haven't found evidence for it. She's saying that it could do this. She's not saying that it does or it doesn't. She's saying maybe. She's saying I don't know.
Yeah, and so we haven't got evidence.
And if we don't know 100%, if someone tells me, if you do X and that will make me happy, I'll do X because I will want to make that person feel as comfortable as they can, so long as they're not asking me to hurt anyone, to break the law, to do anything that I would consider...
I'm just going to go back to the anorexia issue. If a 14-year-old girl came to you and said, and who was painfully stick thin, so sick thin, she's not having period, she's fainting at school, she's in a terrible physical state, and she said, will you help me with my diet? Because that is what will make me happy, because I believe that I am too fat. Would you also affirm her view that she was too fat, the same way you would affirm her view if she said she thought she was a boy? because that would make her happy?
I don't have any lived experience or like.
You just said you want to do what makes people happy.
Right. So I would try.
So that would make her happy, right?
I would try and get that person the support that they need.
Well, she knows she wants to lose weight. She thinks she's too fat.
Right, but that's but I also wouldn't.
What's the difference?
Because I wouldn't go around offering children.
She came to you. She came to you. She came to
you.
No, but that's a get out call. No, I'm asking you a philosophical point. You know, you're making the logical point. You're saying I want to make people happy, so I'll affirm their views, even if I mean I would say their views are completely not fact based. But you're saying, but I'm a bit more. I'm not going to actually affirm people's views and do what they want and make them happy if they've got another mental health dysphoria.
It's a gender identity and eating disorders are two completely separate things. B, I don't have any expertise in that area. And C, I don't go around affirming children's bodies. I don't know if you do, but I certainly don't do that. And so won't even engage in that.
Yeah, I think that's a get out if you ask me. Siobhana David, really appreciate you joining us though. Really.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.